Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, and it's 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rack, and I'm your host, Colette Czarnecki. Wrangell recently launched an after-school kids club that is held in three locations around the town. And with us today, we have some of the organizers who are going to talk about the program. They are Sarah Scambler, Devin Johnson, and Jeannie Arnold. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. So, hello, ladies. How are you all today?
Good.
Great.
Thank you. Good.
Great. Awesome. So, why did the kids' club begin?
That's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah.
I'm usually loud enough. We actually came together to create a summer collaboration program, and all three of us are moms. We know the need. We're like, let's keep kids busy this summer and engaged. And we got together to debrief about that program a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it just kind of snowballed into, well, why stop? Let's keep going. Let's create a safe, engaging place for kids to hang out after school. We have the resources. There's a need for it. Let's
give it a shot.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a need for this. Have you heard from any parents about it? I mean, besides yourselves.
I think just the feedback that I've gotten the last week or two since we've put it out to the public is just excitement. And, you know, I think that the kids are going to be really excited about it. The summer program went over really well. I think it was great to have the different options as well. You know, the crafting at the library, the, you know, play and exercise at the gym and the pool when they were open. And then, you know, kind of the consistent movie time that we had available down at the Nolan Center. But yeah, I think feedback's been pretty positive so far. Yeah. People are excited.
The feedback about the summer program was also super, people really loved that. So when we got together, we were like, yeah, let's do it again next summer. And then we were like, well, we don't really want to wait that long.
Let's do it.
And so that's kind of, it just sort of came from that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So over the summer, it was the pilot program and you all came together for that.
Yeah, so we didn't really plan it as a pilot program. We just were like, well, let's have something every single day at one of our facilities. You know, and we also had a lot of help from the Forest Service. They did a couple of programs in those time slots as well. And so we had something available in the morning and then the afternoon, Monday through Friday throughout the summer. And for most of the summer, I think
right.
The pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, so that was kind of the goal, was to have some coverage every day for the summer. And it went over really well. And each department just sort of took what they could do and went with that. And so when we got together to talk about it, it, like Devin said, it sort of snowballed into this idea. So
that's awesome. And so how many kids are you expecting to attend this semester's kids club? And how many kids attended during the summer, would you say?
I would say we have no idea what to expect for this.
It's hard because sports are starting up. They're going to have practices after school. So I think every day will look a little different.
Mm-hmm. Some kids may be interested in coming to, like, just going to the gym on Mondays. Some kids might be interested in going to the movies. Some, you know, so I don't expect every kid to come to every single session. And that's kind of how the summer went, too. I think lots of kids just went to one or two spots.
And it was weather dependent.
Yeah.
Like, it was nice out. We definitely saw less kids. When it was rainy and nasty, parents were like, go run at the gym, you know. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I hope lots.
And well, this. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say this is kind of a secondary pilot program. Like, we saw how well working with the three departments went over the summer, but this will really be kind of, it's kind of an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see how it goes. And then maybe if there's like 60 kids showing up to each, that would be a lot. But we may have to do like a registration in the future. But for now, we're just keeping it open. We want everybody to have access to it.
Yeah.
And it,
we're super flexible, ready to pivot as needed, and just kind of feeling it out as it goes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. So it starts next week on September 9th, and it's 3 days a week, not like the summer where it was every day. Let's talk about the program of that in order of the days of the week. So on Mondays, it's at the community center where Devin is the recreation and aquatics coordinator. Devin, will you go into what the kids are to expect on Mondays?
Yeah, so our portion of the Wrangell Kids Club is based a lot heavily on volunteers. We are going to throw in some paid employees here and there, but we're going to really try to fill it with volunteers, parents, grandparents, maybe some seniors, high school seniors. And so what they'll do is come in at 2:30 as school gets out, or 3:30 if they're in middle school. We're going to feel out how that, you know, the older kids go. But there's going to be tables set up if they want to do homework, puzzles, games, coloring. There's going to be snacks every day, pending on public donations. We have had a generous amount of donations already, so thank you so much, Wrangell. We really appreciate that. And I know kiddos are super hungry after school, and so that'll be really helpful. But the gym will be open. We're going to have all the tot toys out, basketball. It's basically just a dry, safe place for them to run around, hang out with their buds. The whole facility will be open. There's going to be a kitchen if they need to heat up some food. So that's what we have to offer. Nice. It'll be 2:30 to 5, yeah.
And how many volunteers are planned as of yet, as now?
We have almost every – we have the next couple months covered. Mm-hmm. So we're good. Right now we have one volunteer per Monday. And if parent, I think parents, kiddos 6 and under require a parent with them. So our volunteer will be in charge of watching the kiddos 7 and older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. And then Wednesdays, it's at the Irene Public Library. That's Sarah's department, mm-hmm. Where she's the library director. So STEM activities and crafts will be there. And I know STEM was there last year, right?
That was over the summer. Yep. Oh. That was what we were doing over the summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so will you talk about those activities?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. So we, over the summer, we did a lot of, you know, STEM activities that involved like taping balloons together and making towers, or like noodles and marshmallows. And those are all really awesome, really fun activities. We did like rock painting and those sorts of things. And we all had a blast. But for the winter, I wanted to bring in like a more academic approach. And so I was looking into purchasing a STEM curriculum from a company called PDS Education or something like that. Oh, I can't remember right now. I'm sorry. I should have written it down.
It's okay.
Anyways, and so I was looking into getting some funding for that. And then we had a super duper generous donation that covered, I'm going to tear up because it was so cool, the entire STEM curriculum. And it just arrived today. It's going to take some setup time. So we may not start with that this coming Wednesday. It's 12 sessions and we have 14. So we'll probably do something different the first one while we're learning how to teach this thing. But it's like little, these little robots that also play music, and you build instruments, and it came with everything. It came with like basically like a script to follow. So, and it's for enough, up to 30 kids, and they're 1 hour sessions. So kids will come after school, probably usually get there around, you know, we get a bunch of kids after school anyways. They usually get there around 2:45. So we'll have a snack for them. We'll have them sit down and work on their homework. We'll have somebody help them do their homework. A lot of times kids need help with that. And then probably around 3:30-ish, we'll start the curriculum in their 1 hour sessions. And so we'll run through that. Some may run over, some may be under. But then after that, it'll be about 4:30, and they can either keep playing with this stuff, or we have some other fun things for them to do, or, you know, there's always stuff to do at the library anyway. So we'll just sort of see where it goes, where it takes us. And yeah, we were super excited about that. And I'd like to see that kind of move into the future. So get some more of these curriculums for next, if we are able to do it next season. And yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday is Jeannie's day at the Nolan Center, and she's the director. So from what I understand, movies will be shown there. What type of movies do you plan on showing?
So this summer, we kept to mainly cartoon movies. It was kind of, you know, like Sarah and Devin said, we were just kind of feeling it out and seeing what the kind of demand was. It seemed like we catered to more of the younger crowd this summer. I'm not exactly sure if that will be the case moving into the school year, but I think for the first few, we'll probably pick some classic cartoons. And then, you know, maybe possibly do something around the holidays, a little more theme-based. But I think in general, we'll probably keep it to, you know, G or PG rating so that it can be family-friendly, of course. And yeah, I think, you know, might take people just a little bit longer to get to the Nolan Center since we're just a little bit, you know, further away than the Parks and Rec Department and the library. But we anticipate starting those movies at 3 o'clock, and generally they don't last more than 2 hours. And so hopefully within the space of the Civic Center, we can kind of contain all of the students that would have come down and before the movie and after the movie can provide a space for them to either work on homework, or if they need to just kind of run around and get some wiggles out, they can certainly do that. It's going to be Friday, which is our day. So I think generally people will kind of be in that weekend mode and ready to sit back and watch a film. Again, we've been super just excited about the amount of donations that have come in specifically for snacks, which I think if anyone knows kids after school, they are focused on food and drinks and, you know, filling themselves up before they do anything else. So that's definitely going to be an important part of it. And then, yeah, we're going to start the movie and just let them enjoy that. I think maybe on special occasions we'll be able to pop some popcorn, you know, and maybe offer that, you know, maybe around the holidays or something like that, because I know that that's a, you know, kind of a special event that people coming to the Nolan Center like when they come to watch a movie. So, yeah, I think that that kind of covers our end on Fridays.
Yeah, that's really great. I wish I was a kid.
You can come.
Okay. So again, the Kids Club is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 2:30 to 5, and it starts on September 9th, which is next Monday, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all free. And it's, as you said before, it's for kids between 7 and 13, but kids who are 6 and under need to be accompanied by someone.
Yep. Correct. Yeah, 14 or older.
Yep. Okay, great. And I also read that the kids are not forced to stay and they can come and go as they please, huh?
Yeah, so we didn't want to make it so that kids were signed up and they had to stay. If they come and they're not having a good time, or they need to leave at, you know, they got to be at piano practice at 4:30 or what, that's going to be, it's kind of just a public space, like a park or whatever, where they can come and there's activities and stuff for them to do, but we're not going to make them stay. We're not going to be in charge of them staying.
That would be a lot to ask.
It would be, especially with volunteers. Yep.
And I think too, you know, just to kind of have parents to be able to have that conversation with their kiddos that, you know, this is a space that you are allowed to leave. Maybe they need to come up with their own plan. If that's mm-hmm. not allowed within their family, that's fine. But at the same time, we can't be responsible for kind of policing that in case kids are coming and going. It's, you know, like the lady said, it would just be a little bit too much for us to be able to keep that sort of supervision during the entire time.
Yeah. Especially without a registration. You know, maybe in the future, if we did move to a registration situation, then that would be different. But with just it being free and a drop-in sort of thing, and any kid can come. And even like homeschool kids can come. It's not just for the public school kids. So
this also might be a good opportunity to ask that parents have a conversation with their kids about treating others with respect, treating adults with respect,
yes.
kids, other facilities, and just know that we are hopefully going to have a lot of kids to have in our public spaces, and it'll require all kids to be, you know, on their best behavior.
Yeah. And all facility rules will apply in each place
for
as
sure.
well. So, you know, like the libraries, we're not expecting the kids to be quiet during this, let's be honest. So maybe Wednesdays from 2:30 to 5 isn't the best time to come do stuff for a little while, but you know, they are expected to be respectful in that place and be respectful to each other and to staff as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess I take it with the whole quiet thing for movies, too. There's no policing that as well.
You know, we definitely will have a staff member that will help set up the movie and then, you know, peek in on them periodically, just like we did this summer, and just make sure that if anyone needs anything, you know, we're there and they know how to reach us. But yeah, I mean, we're not going to be completely patrolling it. So we're hoping that people will be respectful. And, you know, we might just put up some signs just as some reminders, you know, as kids are just starting out the first couple of Fridays of the expected behavior. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it would be great if parents could have those conversations, you know, before we start and just, you know, let them know to be respectful and, you know, obey rules and treat it like they would want, you know, their own space to be treated.
We may get together also and come up with some sort of policy on like three strikes you're out or, you know,
yeah,
just like I said, we don't want to be correcting behaviors the entire time.
Yeah. On average, is there an average number, you know, that of participants, kids that attended over the summer, would you say?
What'd you say for the library?
I had probably on average about 10 kids each for our STEM sessions. I didn't keep track of the Read with a Ranger as much because it was outside and it was kind of a separate thing. But yeah, about 10 kids. But I anticipate this is going to be a little bit more than that because it's they're already in town. They're already kind of engaged in activities at school and parents are working a lot of the time. So I think we'll have more.
Yeah. I think at times we had a lot of child care providers bring like a whole handful of kiddos. And so at times we'd have, you know, 10 and at other times we'd have like 35. So
yeah,
it's we'll see. Yeah.
And I think the Nolan Center was pretty similar to that format. I mean, sometimes we would have 15, 16, 17 people there and then bigger movies like we'd have 30 or 40 kids and adults with them in the theater. So we're lucky we have a big space and so we can accommodate, you know, quite a few people that would want to come down.
Yeah. Can you give a couple examples of which movies you showed over the summer?
Let's see. So we showed Encanto. We had, one of the first ones I think we did was The Jungle Book, the older version.
The best one.
which other ones did we do?
Did you do Inside Out?
We did Inside Out just before Inside Out 2 came to the big movie theater. Yeah, we went through a bunch of them. It was fun to pick them each week. And also, if anyone has any ideas or has any requests, you know, email or call the Nolan Center, and we are more than happy to put those on a list. So we also have a collection of DVDs, and sometimes we'll pull from the library as well. They've got a lot of good ones, too. So we'll see. And like I said, I think that we'll try to plan some to fall into with the holidays that we've got coming up this fall and this winter.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Great. Am I missing anything else? There's no registration. Kids just show up. But there is a liability form. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So if you know right now that your kiddo is going to attend this even once, we're going to need your signature as an adult and guardian at the pool. So all liability waivers will be at the pool and that will cover all three events. It's good for a year. So once you sign it, you won't need to sign it again until next year. Hopefully we do this again next year. And then I did want to say that although I mentioned we are covered in volunteers for the next, you know, bit, we have lots of snacks. I think we could always use more volunteers and more snacks.
Yes.
So if you're interested in donating, give one of us a call at the departments, and we would love to hear from you.
What's an ideal snack?
Individually packaged, preferably semi-healthy. We don't want to be giving out candy or anything. That's what I've been asking for anyways.
Same.
Yeah. And non-perishable items.
Drinks too, like juice boxes or?
I would say let's stay away from juice. That sounds like a nightmare to clean up on the gym floor, to be honest.
And the library, yeah.
So we have a water fountain.
Water is essential.
They should have a water bottle. They usually do at school, so they can fill it up.
Yeah.
fill it up themselves. Yeah. Anything else? Anything else you'd like to add to the program? After school kids program.
Not that I can think of. If yeah.
Awesome.
You covered it.
You've okay.
Thank you. Yeah, thank
so
you.
Again, Mondays at the community center, Wednesdays at the library, and Fridays the Nolan Center.
Correct.
Great. That's from right. 2:30 to 5.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, you guys. That was Jeannie Arnold, Devin Johnson, and Sarah Scambler talking about the After School Kids Club.